Kim is my name, and next to me there are a few students. And they want to talk a little bit about the Ireland trip that they have been to, because every year, under the guidance of Professor Jennifer Condry-Lindner, students of our school fly to Ireland to participate in a few workshops there and to have a view of a few companies. And this year, they visited not only a startup incubator, but also the Guinness Brewery. A little tongue twister here. Okay, so let's get started. So you were in Ireland? Is this correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Why did you go there and what did you do there?
It was a trip from our economics teacher, and we visited a few companies and also the Guinness Brewery, and we did some sightseeing in Dublin and Galway, and yeah, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, exactly. It was an economics week that we wanted to go on, and just our class went with two teachers. And we had a lot of fun.
Like, for example, you visited several companies. What did you do there? Did you do any workshops there? Or?
Yeah, we actually did one workshop. And we also visited a company that helped startups to develop, to become big companies.
And what did you learn there? I mean, was there anything that you now know that you didn't know before? Was there anything that surprised you a little bit, or something that was unusual or something like that?
There were a lot of people that had good ideas, also for the future. And yeah, that was kind of surprising. And also how much support you get to, yeah, realize your ideas.
We also visited an organization that helps connect Austrian and Irish companies to form basically partnerships, to trade with each other, to spread ideas. And they also talked about different events they organize and told us a little bit about the Irish mentality. It was quite interesting as well.
Did you talk anything about the Brexit at all and how Ireland was affected, or was this somewhat of less of a topic that you covered there?
Actually, it was a topic. Some people talked about it, just random people that we met on the street talked about it. They actually said that they were scared of the Brexit because they thought that like the old conflict that they had would then, and they were afraid of getting like a border between Northern Ireland and the South.
So people actually started to talk about this right on the street.
Yeah, actually we had people talk about it.
They saw you come there as a school group and they simply started to talk to you about this?
No, it was a conversation going on, and then the topic just popped up.
Okay.
Another thing was our economics teacher said that a lot of school groups, also from Austria and Germany, they now, instead of going to England, they go to Ireland, so they profit from that because they're kind of scared of what's going to happen.
Oh, I see. Maybe that there might be a problem with traveling and so on to England.
Exactly.
I see. Okay. So you are in the 7M class. That is correct. So this is the economics branch. So, and this is the reason why you went to Ireland on this economics trip. But I heard that you actually also wanted to visit Microsoft there. Is this correct?
That was the original plan, but Microsoft actually said they didn't want a school group in the company, basically. So
They rejected us and we couldn't visit the company, basically.
But instead, we did the company that helped the startups, which in my opinion was more interesting because you got those many different ideas, many small companies, which you probably don't hear about that often.
Mm-hmm. So how long was the trip overall? You stayed there a week, I think. Or
yeah, it was a week.
And also some sightseeing?
Of course.
Some nature there as well?
Yeah, we had a bike tour on the Aran Islands for a whole day. That was
And how,
really great.
How was the weather?
Mostly pretty good, actually. We had nice weather. We just had two rainy days in Dublin.
So I heard that you also visited the Guinness Brewery. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So we went to the Guinness Brewery, and it was a really nice travel day. And it's a really good building. It's really tall. And it's pretty much the tallest building of a brewery in the whole world. And it has the form of a pint, and it's actually the biggest pint in the world.
So could you actually see the brewing process? Did they actually show you how this works, or was this more seen from an economic standpoint because it was an economics trip?
We basically saw everything. The only thing we couldn't do was try the beer because we were underaged. And in Ireland, alcohol is from the age of 18, and we were all 16 and 17, so we couldn't try it. But we still saw all the ingredients that we used, and also the process. Also the process that that they did to brew the beer. Yeah.
Can you tell me something about the host families, maybe? And where did you stay? Did you stay in a hotel, or where did you sleep?
We stayed in Galway. We stayed in a hostel,
where each of us were put into groups. We were two groups where we had to share a room and a bathroom. And we simply visited Galway from the hostel as our base. And in Dublin, we were accommodated by a host family who basically integrated us into their everyday lives. But they provided us with a place to stay and food and, yeah.
We also had an English writing course where we should learn citing and stuff we need for the extended essay. It was pretty much more like an English lesson, and we learned citation pretty much at the end. So I don't think it helped a lot, but we learned a little bit.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. The rest was fine.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, bye-bye.